This is Glenn Hauser with World of Radio, 2300. World of Radio is a listener-supported public service program about communications around the world. On this edition, recorded June 19th, 2025. Antarctica, Australia, Belarus, Brazil, Bulgaria, China, East Turkestan, Finland, Germany, Greece, Indonesia, Iran, Israel, Japan, Kurdistan, Kuwait, Lithuania, Myanmar, North America, Russia, South Carolina, Togo, UK, USA, Vatican, and the Propagation Outlook. Standard disclaimer, we now have some details about the special midwinter broadcast to Antarctica from BBC World Service for staff of the British Antarctic Survey working at bases there. There was some confusing information as the week went on, but as usual there was a test 1 week earlier at exactly 21:30 UT on Saturday, June 14th. And the official broadcast is Saturday, June 21st at 21:30 on 5960 via UAE, 9575 via Ascension, 12065 and 13810 via Wolverton, UK. According to people at the Wolverton site, via Alan Pennington in the British DX Club. Confusion arose because the BBC World Service website for that particular program said it would be June 21st, at 18:32 UT, but apparently that's only on streaming and DAB in the UK, and no shortwave frequencies at that earlier time. In DX Magazine of the Worldwide DX Club, this from Stephen Newland in South Australia, June 1st. Radio station 4KZ in Queensland was sold earlier this year and purchased by a networker, same programming in different cities. Consequently, the HF side of the broadcast was shut down. 4KZ formerly operated on 531 AM, 1611 AM, and 5055, as well as FM frequencies. Via Mike Cooper, BBC Monitoring, has an extensive report about the team of Belarus State Radio Project for Poland. The article was originally published on the Belarusian investigative website Buro, entitled How Much Belarusian Propaganda for Poland Costs and Who Makes It. It was reposted on the pro-opposition Belarusian website Nasha Niva on the 10th of June. It says in 2024 the International Radio of Belarus, part of the pro-government media holding company Bel Teleradio, started broadcasting in Polish. It launched a multimedia news and analysis project, A Word of Freedom for Poland, a six-hour broadcast telling Poles how great it is to live in Belarus under Alexander Lukashenko. It goes into more detail, but does not make clear that Belarus had previously been broadcasting in Polish. Alexander Myatlikov in Ukraine says this started in 2006. The Navy dude in Saudi Arabia says, I remember their final broadcast in 2016. Have they returned to shortwave? Richard Langley says they remain on shortwave until 2022 via the German low-power shortwave service from Karl Krenkel. Since then, online and satellite only. The final shortwave broadcast using their own transmitter was in the shortwave archive of 31 March 2016, says Richard Langley. And Walt Slomenev says, I remember listening to several of their frequencies, low-powered, maybe 5 kilowatts, presumably X-jamming transmitters. They were often heard relatively well into the west coast of Canada over the pole. The non-Brazuguese broadcasts from RNA RNB Brazil, scheduled for 0150 UT Tuesday through Saturday, continue to be sporadic depending on silly ballgame coverage. These were originally publicized as in English and Spanish, 5 minutes of each. However, lately there have been some other language we do not recognize, presumably a native language from the Amazon region. Such as on June 19th at 0150, I was listening via Bonaire. Something originally in Portuguese was being voiced over in this unknown language. And John Filiozzi notes the same. Via remote in Brazil, Zaharias Liangas in Greece heard a new or reactivated Brazilian on 9530.03, June 12th, at 1503 and 1525. It seemed to be called Rádio Deus, as in Radio God. And also, there were chime tones at 1555. Ron Howard points out that Super Rádio Deus é Amor, Super Radio God is Love, used to be on the air on 9530 from Curitiba, Paraná, so maybe it's been reactivated. Their AM frequency is 1210. This was the service which had the preacher mixing Spanish and Portuguese, calling it Portunhol, David Miranda, a Pentecostal church, but he died in 2015. Zach listened again on the 14th of June, and no signal at 0720, but he found they had moved to 9520 until sign-off at 1917. He says it's very possible this transmitter connects to various audio sources relaying various programs. As for the Overcomer Ministry, Brother Scare, or TOMBS, quitting shortwave at the end of June, what effect would this have on Spaceline Bulgaria, which has been carrying his programming? Alexander Myatlikov says they air 15 hours of that per day, 1 hour less on Fridays, and just 3 hours and 45 minutes from other customers on a daily basis, plus 20 to 60 minutes on Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, so this will be a serious hit. Takahito Akabayashi in Japan tells us about China. According to reports from listeners in China, a medium wave DRM test broadcast was conducted in Zhengzhou, Hunan province, on 1377 kHz, June 11th at 13:39 UT. Until now, medium wave DRM test transmissions had been only on 1557 from several stations aimed to jam Radio Taiwan International with 300 kilowatts on 1557. This may be on 1377, the first medium wave DRM experimental broadcast in China for its original purpose rather than jamming. 1377 is a 600 kilowatt transmitter normally broadcasting CNR1 program Voice of China. Filed under East Turkestan, via Ron Howard, the International Consortium of Investigative Journalists published an extensive article dated May 27th. Xinjiang police records detail a years-long Chinese government push to silence the news outlet, which the Trump administration has dismantled, of course referring to Radio Free Asia's Uyghur service. It's at www.icij.org. Via Mike Berkliff, an update about Arctic Radio in Finland. A new transmitter gifted to the station has arrived. It was formerly used as a non-directional beacon. The first transmitter that will start the station on 252 kHz is a Nautel ND2000 running 500 watts. The earlier test transmitter broke and was too unreliable, so this will become the backup transmitter that will be in use if the main 1 kilowatt transmitter fails. Germany, Uncle Bill Telford says, due to poor weather on Sunday, June 15th, there will be one more repeat broadcast of From the Isle of Music Saturday, June 21st, on 9670, channel 292, at 17 UT, with a booster beam aimed east. From WWDXC, Thomas Becker, Jake FM, celebrates its 7th anniversary. The broadcast will be on Sunday, 22 June, at 12 to 14 UT on 9670, and from 18 until 20 on 6070. And a further repeat the following Saturday, 28 June, at 08 to 10 on 6070. Zaharis Youngus says the National Council for Radio and Television in Greece has sent letters to around 100 Greek video creators on YouTube, urging them to register mandatorily in the Registry of Audiovisual Media Service Providers, citing a law designating these creators as providers of media communication services. All are required to comply by the end of this month. What in the world is the NCRTV pulling now? There's a law passed 3 years ago granting it authority to intervene, also in internet media, when deemed necessary. Fines have already been imposed for songs deemed offensive to human dignity, including those by a trap singer. Upon Asilomar State Beach, California, using his 100-foot long wire, Ron Harrod has again been monitoring RRI Nabiri Program 1 Indonesia, direct, 7289.93. There was nice, clear reception on June 19th, between 0845 and 1000, including easy-listening songs and some Islamic-influenced music and singing, and, of course, a call to prayer at a certain time. Also June 14th, from 0758 until off at 0915. He says, I still check for the former frequency 6125 after 7289.93 goes off the air, but it is never heard there now. Also, on June 12th from 0805 until off at 0908, it was an anomaly, announcing with one long phone conversation until the Islamic segment at 0859. Iran, we all saw IRIB TV studio getting bombed by Israel, and a news person fleeing. This led to some apparently exaggerated assumptions about Iran's entire broadcasting. Several surveys show many medium-wave frequencies are still on the air as usual. And what about shortwave in English? There are 2 hours scheduled at 1920, which has been heard on 11740, but barely modulated. And the other one is at 1520 UT, 11640 or 645 or 11710. But when I monitored via a Baghdad remote, the only signal was on 11645, and it was from North Korea, not Iran. Iran's foreign service in Hebrew might be of interest. It's scheduled at 1150 to 1220 UT on only one frequency. Wolfgang Bishop says 15430, June 17th. A powerhouse signal, but low modulation level. Andrew Braid says, the music heard on most but not all of the medium wave transmitters at 2030 UT is a military march, not the same as the Iranian national anthem. Bjerke Vestesen in Denmark in the British DS Club says, I asked a close friend in Iran about the military music. Her answer is, it is an anthem composed right after the Islamic Revolution for radio and television. Frank Bast in France says, I heard a station in Hebrew on 6,000 kilohertz USB at 20 UT, a very good signal over central France. Listening to his recording, Dave Kenny says, I hear an ID for Galgalatz at, and then Kol Israel Jerusalem. Galgalatz is an FM station in Tel Aviv. Chris Greenway says, sounds like a reactivation of IDF radio Galei Tzahal. On shortwave, Galgalatz is a sister station to Galei Tzahal. But Tom Camp, DF5JL, replies, Galgalatz is very famous in Israel, receives extremely high ratings, especially among younger audiences on FM 91.8. It is not comparable to Galei Tzahal, produced by the IDF. Donny Rosenzweig tells us that Khan English, that's the government station, has added an extra news bulletin at 09 UT, live on FM 101.3, 100.3, and the REKA live stream via kan.org.il. Several reports of the NHK interval signal on 9440, running over and over. Joe Hannon in New Jersey was hearing it via the remote in the Netherlands, June 14th at 09:58, presumably relay via France, still going at 10:24 UT, perhaps testing for a new broadcast for the Middle East. On June 15th, Joe was hearing a Japanese program on 9440 from 0800. And back to the interval signal after 1000, Stephen C. Wood says, the continual interval signal and IDs in Japanese and English were on air at 0131 UT, June 16th, presumably via France, via international vacuum, undersea cable, AM, FM, and shortwave, World of Radio 2300. Our thanks this week for generous financial support from Gerald T. Pollard in North Carolina, marking the summer solstice, who sent a check on U.S. Bank to Glenn Hauser, P.O. Box 1684, ENID, okay, 73702. One may also contribute via PayPal, not necessarily in U.S. funds, to WORADIO at yahoo.com. Via remote on Mount Palomar, Ron Howard reports on 7340 National Unity Radio from Taiwan to North Korea with 1 minute, Monday, June 16th at 12:40, with a weekday quotation in English. Life is always to be spent, not to be saved, from D.H. Lawrence. Shiokaze or Sea Breeze, JSR, from Japan for North Korea about abductions, had been on a single frequency at 13 UT 5965, according to Hiroshi. Still don't have the frequency for the repeat at 1555, but presumably still an English hour only on Wednesdays. On June 18th, Wolfgang Büschel monitored the radio war between Turkey and Kurdistan, just above 11 megahertz. The frequencies kept shifting around. 0555, Erdogan's jammer of music, was 8 hertz above 11530, while Dengegeld in Kurdish, presumably via Armenia, was 2 hertz below 11550. But a few hours later, at 0745, both frequencies had changed, and they were actually on almost the same frequency, 11510, plus or minus 4 or 10 hertz. But by 0930, they were 10 kilohertz apart again, 11540.012 for the jammer, and 11549.998 for Dengegel. And Wolfgang Büschel reports Radio Kuwait still has apparently only one shortwave broadcast active, and it is in Persian, or Farsi, measured on 7249.850, between 08 and 10 UT daily. But it starts with the Holy Quran at 0803. Patryk Waliszewski in Wrocław, Poland, tells me on June 18th, BBC was heard via Lithuania, 1386 kHz around 20 UT, but with interference from off-frequency Greek pirate playing Lyco music. It would be nice if they would go somewhere else. I guess BBC was in English, but he says programs may be in Russian in the future on this frequency. Via Mike Cooper, story dated the 10th of June from publicmediaalliance.org. How DVB, Democratic Voice of Burma, reached audiences in earthquake hit Myanmar, dated 10 June. They say shortwave is the best way to reach people inside Burma. Many regions in Burma do not have internet and electricity. Shortwave is the only medium that could reach a wider audience in the country. North America, the pirate Mixed Radio International, reported inside the 49-meter band. Eric Fetterswalp in Washington State says 6085 USB, midnight 45 UT, June 19th, a huge signal on the U.S. East Coast, listening to a remote in Maryland. The usual mix of music, smooth jazz. This pirate, besides YHWH, is most likely to be found inside the broadcast bands. Stephen C. Wood in Massachusetts agrees, huge signal here in Massachusetts. Multiple canned IDs and smooth jazz at midnight 55. And John Filiota replies, boy, you aren't kidding. Has he taken over the 500 kilowatt transmitter in Maine? It's S9 over here in upstate New York, the best signal on the band by far. Mike Sharkley in Arizona reports on 15170, June 16th at 0250 until off at 0330, apparently in Russian. What could it be? Possibly it was a test. I find in HFCC a registration for Petropavlovsk-Kamchatsky on 15170 between 02 and 06 UT with 250 kilowatts, but I don't think it had been active before then. From rkn.gov.ru via RustyX, on June 9th, the license for broadcasting on 738 kHz from the World Radio Network was revoked by a court decision. The licensee was Freedom Technologies Foundation. That, I believe, was near Moscow. South Carolina and non, more about the Overcomer Ministry ceasing shortwave broadcasts. According to Jeff White on WaveScan, they will stop radio broadcasting on AM, FM, and shortwave at the end of June. This can no longer be sustained as contributions have been dropping. They say it will continue on internet and on a low-power FM under construction in Walterboro. However, I, GH, find no such construction permit or existing station at the FCC for that locality. That will, of course, open up a great many hours of available airtime on WRMI, WWCR, WTWW, WBCQ, WINB, Channel 292, and Bulgaria, as well as several USA AM stations, the major ones listed on their schedule over a year ago being WWVA 1170 and KXEL 1540, late at night. However, Mike Barraclough says the Overcomer Ministry was already removed from Channel 292 Germany 3 years ago. Via Mike Cooper, a Reuters story of June 16th. Togo has suspended broadcasts of Radio France International and France 24 for 3 months, its communications authority says, accusing them of a lack of impartiality and rigor. Suspension comes as tensions are rising between the West African country's leader, Faure Gnassingbé, and the opposition. From keeplongwave.co.uk, June 16th, via David Thorpe, BDXC. BBC suggests its Radio 4 longwave service will not be shut down at the end of June, as had been feared, whilst the Radio Teleswitching Service, RTS, alongside the channel on 198 longwave, is being phased out over the summer. Radio 4 Longwave will continue to broadcast until an impact review is carried out. It had been assumed both services would end together on 30 June, as had been reported. The news is music to the ears of Longwave listeners and supporters, many of whom signed a 5,000-strong petition to keep the platform. It remains unclear how long the reprieve on Radio 4 Longwave will last, or whether BBC will shelve plans to axe the service amid mounting pressure to do so. Wolfgang Dischel was surprised to find the BBC World Service in English in the DRM mode on 11.830, June 18th at 06.10 and 06.30. Apparently testing, including the Journaline data channel at 06.33, which it turned out had news stories which were 2 years old, as Dave Kenny points out. Harry Frey reports, as of June 13th, Coast Guard Station NMG in New Orleans has been off the air for several weeks. That is, no weather fax, voice transmissions, or NAVTEX broadcasts. Troublesome for us who live along the Gulf Coast and depend on their daily weather broadcasts. He contacted USCG Communications Command and got a reply. It's been degraded since 18 April. We're still trying to fix the issue. That is, NAVTEX. HF broadcasts have been degraded since the 20th of May. We're working to resolve the issue. David Cole sends an editorial from the Wall Street Journal, June 15th. The art of a spectrum deal. At long last, Republicans have struck a deal to auction more government spectrum as part of a tax bill. Federal agencies have resisted relinquishing their spectrum, even when they aren't putting it to good use, and don't want private companies building in their spectrum backyards. The Defense Department claims private deployment in certain frequency bands will disrupt its systems, though the FCC disagrees. The deal would give FCC authority to auction 800 MHz of spectrum through 2034, with 500 of that coming from government agencies within the 1.3 and 10.5 GHz bands, especially useful for mobile providers. Much has been made in the press as of June 13th that as a result of the Iran-Israel war, Voice of America is resuming its Farsi language broadcasts. However, there's nothing about shortwave in particular, and Radio Farda was actually the name of the U.S. service in the Persian language. If on shortwave, the obvious site to use for that would be Kuwait, but we have no info about that as it's supposedly being turned down. Anyhow, according to the Washington Post, VOA told more than 50 employees to come back to work immediately amid escalating military action between Iran and Israel. Meanwhile, via Bill Telford and Mike Cooper, U.S. House Oversight Committee has launched an investigation into security and management failures at the U.S. Agency for Global Media. We've seen a lengthy letter directed to Carrie Lake, and it's signed by, among others, Marjorie Taylor Greene, there being James Comer. John Filiozzi says the fact that both Comer and Greene's signatures are on the letter raises my suspicions about their allegations immediately. Both are inveterate partisans, not unwilling to exaggerate or even make things up to suit their purposes. Meanwhile, the Greenville transmitters are still on standby because Glenn Swiderski, the former engineer there who's keeping up with what's going on, tells me as of June 14th, Macon Dale is still at the station. It appears the right hand doesn't know what the left is doing. They asked him what it would cost to run the rigs a couple of hours a week to keep them going. And now that the Jewish folks are blowing stuff up, I'm wondering what their thoughts are on shutting Kuwait down. In Nassau, Richard Cuff says, I was driving along I-78 east about 10 miles east of the WMLK, Assemblies of Yahweh transmitter, and came across a billboard with an arcane scripture and the following URL, www.wlc.org. That refers to the ministry behind the rotating antenna and 500 kilowatt transmitter at WBCQ. Perhaps we'll see these folks showing up elsewhere on the shortwave dial. Bill Telford replies, they have periodically stuck a toe in other stations, probably partly because of the downtime history up in Monticello. I would not expect to see them snap up a lot of lower power stuff, unless the 500 kilowatt acts up a lot in the future. That would be like drinking decaf after being strung out on espresso. If an entire station with at least 100 kilowatts were to go on the block, who knows? Trotto forwards a story from cordcutternews.com. Legendary radio host Dr. Demento announces retirement after 55 years. A bittersweet moment for the fans of novelty music and radio history. Dr. Demento is really Barry Hansen, the iconic host of his show, now at the age of 84. He announced it at the conclusion of what he said was the last of his regular shows. James Branham, KG5JST, replies, the end of an era, hard to believe that Dr. Demento is retiring. He was a big part of my teenage years, which I credit with giving me much of my love of radio as a medium. The reason was that my mother did not like the show. Vatican News reports that on the anniversary of his priestly ordination, Pope Leo XIV has traveled to the Vatican Radio Shortwave Transmission Center in the town of Santa Maria di Galleria in the Lazio region, expressing his gratitude for the work carried out with fidelity and continuity. Joe Hannon reminds us of a site linking to nearly 2,000 web receivers around the world. Not the one for Kiwis in particular. This one is www.rx-tx.info. The Propagation Outlook from SWPC issued June 16th. ANKNC is peaking at 25 and 5 June 25th. 15 and 4 on July 1st and 2nd, 5th and 6th. The quietest dates of only 5 and 2 are June 19th to 22nd, 29th and 30th, July 4th and 10th. Solar flux descending from 140 on June 20th to 110 by July 2nd, and back up to 160 by July 12th. For much more info, consult our website, worldofradio.com. With many thanks to all our contributors and stations, inviting you to hear me again next week. Glenn Hauser here concluding World of Radio 2300 with a standard disclaimer.